It Was a Riddle, Not a Command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 7, The Time of the End. Page 26. Many of the prophets did not know or understand what they were prophesying at the time. Even Daniel did not understand all he was told, even after the angel explained it to him. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on the bank of the stream, and one on that bank of the stream. And someone said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, "How long shall it be till the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream. He raised his right hand and his left hand toward heaven, and swore by him, who lives forever, that it would be for a time, times, and half a time, and that when the shattering of the power of the holy people comes to an end, all these things would be finished. I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, "O my Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things?" He said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand." Daniel 12, verses 4 to 10. All of these prophecies are being revealed to those who now are learning to know God and are willing to diligently search the scriptures and keep his commandments. We are at the end of line and the end of the age when prophecy is at long last being revealed. The very book Daniel was told to shut up has now been opened up. And he said, "Go, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the end time." Daniel 12:9. Let's continue. When I, Daniel, had seen the vision, I sought to understand it, and behold, there stood before me one having the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of the Ulai, and it called, "Gabriel, make this man understand the vision." So he came near where I stood, and when he came I was frightened and fell on my face. But he said to me, "Understand, O son of man, that the vision is for the time of the end." Daniel 8:15-17. And even after having the vision explained to him, Daniel still did not understand about what was to happen in the end times, but the horrors he saw in his dreams made him sick. And I, Daniel, was overcome and lay sick for some days. Then I rose and went about the king's business, but I was appalled by the vision and did not understand it. Daniel 8:27.